This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Game one, Stars Oilers tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the AAC. We have Fan alumni in studio once again. Shippy produced afternoons for years here on The Fan. DJ Shippy now working Mavs and Stars games at the AAC and in studio now. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon to y'all. I'm great. It's good to see you guys again.
Well, it's great to see you, Shippy. Congrats on all your success and keeping the house rocking. Now, how would you describe the environment at the AAC Saturday for those that weren't there?
Oh, my God. It was a lot of nervousness, There was obviously the weird thing with Mark Scheifele, and there was the heartfelt goal that he scored. You know, you felt good for him, but you're also like, crap, we just went down 1-0. Like, really don't want to go back to Winnipeg. Yeah. Last two times didn't go so hot. Yeah. So there was that emotion, and then it was just kind of waiting for that game-tying goal, and Sam Steele with the rocket was absolutely perfectly placed. And then it was just a whole lot of holding on to your butts, and we got, through the third period, Otter stood on his head, made that incredible save. Crazy. My stomach dropped like crazy because I think there was maybe 6 or 7 minutes left. I'm like, oh, man. Like, Hellebuck looked like at-home Hellebuck, so I was real nervous. But then when Harley scored that goal, I mean, it was just absolute pandemonium. The whole place went crazy. I know Zach was there. I got to see him while I was working. I hope that you and your brother-in-law were going crazy.
Dude,
I'm sure you were.
But,
I haven't seen that many people stick around for handshakes as well. And it was loud throughout the handshake line. I obviously played puck off after the goal was scored. And then I played a little bit of I Can't Drive 55 for Thomas Harley because I wanted to wait for the streamers to come down to hit Nothing Else Matters. Yes. So I played that for him. And then the streamers came down and hit Nothing Else Matters. And at that point, for me personally, it was just like very full circle moment for me as a lifelong Stars fan. Like, I remember that song when I was a kid during the 99 Cup run. I still have the car flag, like, at my room at my parents' house. It's still, like, on the wall there. So, the atmosphere was electric. The arena was ready, and I'm really glad that it obviously went in our favor.
Well, you crush it. I mean, the in-game, everything that you guys do for Mavs, but also Stars specifically, like the light shows, the music, it gets the people going. It was amazing for Game 6. Now, the conference finals, the rematch with Edmonton.
Yeah.
You had an interesting story, and we talked about this a little bit the other night.
Yeah.
Speaking of full circle, well, what happened last year in the playoffs with Edmonton? Will you be, anything similar going to happen this postseason run or adjusting?
I'll just go ahead and address the elephant in the room. I am not going to play La Bamba. I can go ahead and tell you that right now. I mean, everything's cool. Like, the whole thing worked out great last year. I mean, I hated how it happened. I hated that it became a headline. I didn't mean for any of that to happen. But the way that Stars fans backed me, and I genuinely apologize to everybody. I didn't know. I heard La Bamba playing after they beat the Canucks to play us. And I was like, how did I not know this was their win song? That's an incredible win song. And I'd started the thing where I played their win song or goal song after we beat them. Well, it obviously, everything turned around really nicely. And I actually, this year, went ahead and made a donation without anything bad happening. I had an Oilers fan that reached out to me, and a lot of them have, and just said, hey, good luck in the Western Conference Final. We still have no hate for you.
Good.
We realized that you didn't know what you were doing, that you were just, it was all in good fun. And even the Stelter family reached out to me and sent me like a little card and stuff and just said, hey, look, Ben would have known like that this is, that it's just sports. Like it's friendly competition. You were just having fun and just kind of like poking the bear a little bit. He would have thought it was great. So
did you think about incorporating the Winnipeg Jets awful parody? Or it should have been a parody, but it was actually a real fight song for the playoffs. Like hella buck.
Yeah.
Buck. When we started making it rain on them. Like,
So part of me did, but also part of me has PTSD from the Edmonton situation and Canadian teams. I'm like, man, one of these people might have something going on that I don't know about, or maybe this song has more meaning or something.
Yeah, fair
enough.
It
was like such an easy target too, where I was like, I think like it was too obvious, you know? And if maybe game six would have been a blowout, maybe I would have played it. But the way that it played out, I said, you know what? We're just going to focus on the Stars here. We're going to celebrate that we just punched our ticket to the third straight Western Conference Finals. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And
so are you calling a forever moratorium here on trolling opposing fan bases songs? Or you'll get back to it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to still do that for sure. I'm going to still do that. Like if we beat Edmonton, I'll play their goal song afterwards just to kind of mess with them. But
is there any way to troll McDavid or McJesus, as they call him, or is that one you just I mean, he's such a dry personality.
Yeah, and it's one of those things too. It's like he's already so good, I don't want to motivate him anymore. No. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that was one thing that I felt last year. I was like, God, I hope this didn't like motivate Edmonton even more now, because they think the DJ is a jerk that wanted to make fun of their song and all the meaning behind it. Like, it really wasn't that deep. But no, I don't think there's really a way to troll him. I think he's untrollable.
He's too damn good.
The only thing that I could think of is, you know, the Stanley Cup final audio that came out, like he kind of blew up on his team.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
right.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, let's do that.
Jonathan Shipman here.
Shut up, Shippy.
A wise and older Jonathan Shipman. I might even see a little bit of gray in the beard over there, buddy.
Dude, okay? I'm old now. I'm doing like New York Times crossword puzzles and stuff on my phone. I don't know if you guys know. I'm playing Candy Crush.
Wordle?
Wordle, bro. I remember when Wordle came out and I was like, I'm not going to play this. Like, who does that? Now I would play Wordle every single day.
He's got a lot of Jamie Benn to the look now, especially with the tattoo sleeve.
Yeah, that's a lot of people tell me that, and I very much appreciate it. I wish I had his hair.
Yeah.
But I have gotten that comment a few times, just from different things kind of going viral recently. I'll have
Beards
random
rocking.
People saying that. So thank you.
Hey, Shippy, what's it like when you're watching the Stars play on the road and you're hearing the other team's songs, but then also though you hear the play-by-play guy? And that guy at Dallas, he's got that music down. What is it like? It's got to be a sense of pride, but then you're thinking, man, that's kind of weak what they're playing right now.
Well, so it's funny you bring this up, because that happened, and then the Jets DJ actually came down for games 3 and 4.
Oh, just to check
and
you out?
And was here, and I met him, and if you go back and watch game 5, I wouldn't watch it for the hockey.
Their
but
music did change.
They played Friends in Low Places.
They
played Mother by Danzig, which I played on Mother's Day only because it was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like, I would not have played that.
I noticed their music was different.
And like, it was that, and I had all these, at first I was like, maybe I'm tripping. Like, I don't want to make it all about me. Or like make it like, oh, like you copied me or anything like that.
The crowd was singing just like you get them to do.
They did. Yeah, they were singing. I thought they were trolling the Stars is what I thought they were doing.
And so the DJ for the Jets was here. I became friends with him. We hung out after the games. But what I didn't realize is he was here on a recon mission to take my whole library, apparently.
Because
it was like that. And I think they played Mr. Brightside.
They did.
And like, I was like, dude, you could have just saved yourself a flight and asked me what I played if you really wanted to know. Like, but it was really cool, like, to get the shout out from John Buchigross. Like, because I was sitting there and I was just so happy that he was giving flowers to Josh and Razor, and then you know, the atmosphere at the American Airlines Center and just the whole production, and then for him to say that the DJ is the best in the league, I was pretty blown away. So
that's Bucci man right there. That's high praise.
It is.
Yeah,
you need to get him some chicken parm.
I do. I won the Buchigross overtime challenge for the first time ever, and I got the shirt today.
Nice. Very nice.
So I'm rocking it right now. Yeah. I guessed, actually, funny enough, in the game 7 of the Jets Blue Series, I guessed the Adam Lowry overtime goal. The first time I've ever won, and I'm not even sure he scored the goal. If you go back and look at it, and I don't think anybody knows, but I got a shirt, so I don't care.
We
got
to get Bully Melrose that shirt, huh?
Hey, Bully Melrose might have something tomorrow. Yeah, we might have
very
something
nice.
Fun for game 1. So what do you think about this series? Does Mika Rantanen tilt this now in our favor?
I think that, and then also the emergence of now you have two top defensemen in Thomas Harley and Miro Heiskanen. I heard, God, I always mess up his name, Greg Wyshynski. With y'all kind of bring that up and Puck just Daddy. Like, yeah, yeah, and the blueprint of a Stanley Cup team. And I think you add that, and then you also add just Jake Oettinger and the insane saves that he's been making. Our team is also much deeper on forwards and defense. We're about to have to make a big decision on who's going to be in that final pairing because you got to think it'll be Harley, Heiskanen, CeCe, and Lindell. And then do you break up Bischel and Petrovic or do you put Labushkin in there? So they got a lot of decisions to make, but I think that this series is going to be a lot different than last. I think it's going to be super tight, super contested. Obviously, they're both minus 110 to win the series. It's about as even as it gets. According to Vegas, too.
Yeah. How much, Shippy, are you locked in on the game? And how much are you having to work?
Both. Because, like, exactly what I do is in relation to the game. I'm playing music a lot of times to fit a moment, to fit a big save or a big hit or a long review where Freebird plays.
That was great, dude. That was amazing. That was
awesome.
I can't tell you how long I've had Freebird loaded up because I'm like, this is a 9-minute song.
You
how
got
funny
through
would
a
it
lot
be?
Of it.
Yeah. My boss kept checking in with me. He was like, how much do you have left on Freebird? I said, about 5 minutes. And they got that, about 3 minutes. Like, I had that loaded for seasons. Wanting to hit the guitar solo in Freebird because I just imagine the place going crazy after, like, you know, you get your phone lights out and kind of having the fun. Yeah. So what I didn't realize is they were going to sing it. They were all singing it as well as it went through. So I'm very locked in on the game, though, just as a Stars fan, but also just because I want to play, like, the right song for the right time. Like, they were trying to decide if I think Duchesne last round, if he had committed a delay of game or if it had hit the glass. And so I played, should I stay or should I go? just to kind of fill the time. So I'm very locked in. Like sometimes I'll leave the arena and I'm like, wait, I know we won, but I can't remember if it was 4-3 or 4-2 or what was the final score, but I'll remember like all of the significant plays. And then I try to keep up with, you know, the different line combinations and stuff like that as well.
Do you get requests from the players?
I do sometimes. Like, I know certain players like certain artists. Like, I know Matt Duchesne loves his country music. Morgan Wallen, he's a huge fan of the new Post Malone album. Jason Robertson loves the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So I didn't know if you paid during warm-up, like when they were skating and stuff. Is that when you kind of get their opportunity to play their songs?
Yeah, them? Yeah. So, and I do my best to do that. But it's also, you know, I'm also kind of superstitious with the music as well. Like. Yeah. I try to find like remixes for Robo because it's kind of weird. Like my boss wants like an EDM, like just high energy.
Yeah.
So I kind of found a compromise of, hey, let me find some stuff that they like that have like an EDM remix to it. So, So I know a handful of the players and what they like to listen to, but I think that's one thing next season that I want to try to do. And I'm kind of in the works of trying to make it happen is try to bridge that gap a little bit more where it's like, hey, once the game starts, I'm there for the atmosphere and the energy and the fan engagement. But for warm-ups, like, help me help you in terms of what artists you want me to look for, like, remix songs of.
DJ Shippy, Jonathan Shippy Shippen, the Tolos are loving you right now. They've missed you, bro. Oh,
I miss you guys, too. I love you, too.
I had to pick your brain, though, on the Luka return, like, the Mav side of this, because you're also DJing Matt. Like, a lot went down at the American Airlines Center this year. Yeah. I mean, how did that impact you at all or what you were able to see, the differences from the fan base and just that night?
Dude, it was insane. Like, DJing a basketball game is already very intense because you're obviously playing offense, defense, and then the timeout hits and I got to play either hot music or a fitting song for that or get ready for bits upcoming. Mm-hmm. But, like, to have to drown out chants and have to just to have that, like, constant worry in the back of my head, it really was, like, on me at the end of the day to make sure that we just limited those as much as possible because it wasn't doing any good for the players. It wasn't doing any good for obviously, the executives and all that sort of stuff.
Organization.
Yeah. The organization. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So it was very, very crazy. It was weird, especially with the game that Luka returned just to see him come out and like, I'm not playing his Slovenian music. Mm. You know, it was just, I'd been doing that for 5 years or 4 years. Yeah. You know, it was just, it was just really, really weird. Like, I still feel like I'm in some weird timeline where it's a
parallel,
like,
universe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. A parallel universe where I'm like, I'll just be like, man, that really all happened, you know? So I'm definitely glad that the season's over. It was a challenging season for a lot of reasons, you know, like the team that they would have fielded never even got a chance to prove themselves because of injury. So
right.
I'm just looking forward to, hey, next season, clean slate, Cooper Flag. Let's go.
Yeah, that should bring the fans back in a big way.
Oh yeah.
Would the Stars have gone up to Winnipeg last night and won?
I think they would have, because, you know, Coach DeBoer is Mr. Game 7.
Okay.
But I had this weird feeling, like, in Game 1, like, they got the one win they needed on the road. And I felt like this in Colorado, too. And obviously, this isn't how they think, but it was like, all right, we got the one we needed. Now we've got home ice. If we just take care of business at the American Airlines Center, we're good.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, with their backs against the wall and with Pete DeBoer and Jake Oettinger and just the whole lineup, like, especially those two, though, like, especially Otter, because I don't think, you know, Rantanen's getting a lot of love, but I think Otter needs to get his fair share, too, this postseason, because there's no way that they're this far, they make it this far without him playing the way that he has been.
Jonathan Shippy Shipman, great to see you, brother.
Great to see you guys.
Congrats
soon.
On everything.
Thank you.
And best of luck, man. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, sir. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Salute. Shippy here in the house. What here? The 214 says, tell Shippy we love the tornado siren. We always go crazy when we hear it at the AAC.
All right.
It's a nice touch. Okay. Yeah. Sounds of the football day coming up next. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
How Chip Kelly convinced Ashton Gentry to change his stance, milk me. And is this how Jaden Daniels is going to avoid the sophomore?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lump, that's next.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's Wolchuk with your Sounds of the Football Day.
All right, a lot of audio that we've that I've really just been accumulating here over the last week or so. But yesterday we started talking. Eric brought it up, like, "Oh my gosh, Ashton Jeanthe, he's having to change the Michael Myers stance," which Le'Veon Bell did. You know, you're just standing erect, is what they would call it. You know, that'd be the way to describe it.
Yeah, at attention, maybe.
Absolutely. And you know, Jahmyr Gibbs has done that as well. Other running backs have, but I guess Chip Kelly does not want Ashton Jeanthe using that stance anymore. And here he was with Kay Adams talking about how Chip Kelly kind of broke the news to him.
Gonna change it, but I don't like what I'm seeing.
You know, sometimes you gotta, you know, go with the flow. What's crazy is, man, Chip Kelly, he comes with me first day of rookie minicamp. He like, "You play basketball? Like, you ever play basketball?" I'm like, "Yeah, I play basketball. Like, you know, I could dunk, all that." He's like, "Okay." He was like, "Show me how you would guard me." Like, and he acting like he holding the ball.
Let's do this, get up.
He like, "Show me how you guard me." He holding the ball. Like, act like you holding the ball.
Okay, got it, yeah.
Then I'm boom, I'm like, "I'm here." Yeah. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, "That's exactly why you got to be down in your running back stance."
No! You're so convicted.
I was,
and
but.
And then he won? Just like that? That's all it took?
He won for now. I'm going to try to persuade him one day. I gotta earn my stripes, make some plays first, but I don't think it's going to be the end.
Wow, that's disappointing. I mean, that's his patented move. That feels sort of disrespectful. Like, this is something that he's pretty well known for, and it obviously worked for him in a big way. Even Jahmyr Gibbs is at least one guy in the NFL that I know that has adopted that. I think what Le'Veon Bell used to kind of do something similar with his stance where he's standing straight up in the backfield. Mm-hmm. It's a little disappointing. I don't know. I want to see everything.
I think, I mean, look, we have heard a lot of bad things about Chip Kelly as an NFL coach. If you listen to DeSean Jackson.
He's a control freak. Very condescending.
Yeah, none of them liked him. But as a rookie, you know, you don't know any different here. So maybe this is just Chip Kelly continuing to be a bleep hole, and he didn't learn anything from his previous stints with the Chiefs or with the Eagles and the 49ers. But either way, hopeful that this works out. Before I forget, Neil did text in. He wanted a big G-bag shout-out to his soccer team. They ended up winning the Forney U-12 boys, the Kraken. They won their first championship this past Saturday, so congratulations to them. Big, hefty G-Bag Nation. Hell yeah!
I love it, dude. Hell yeah. I think they went from worst to first as well, like in just a matter of just a couple of seasons. That's good stuff. By the way, Jeanthe gets the number two. Their kicker, Daniel Carlson, was number two.
Well, he sucks.
How much did he have to pay for it?
Nothing.
50 grand? 100 grand?
I don't think a damn thing.
Daniel Carson asked for, he did the same thing kickers always do, a trip for his family to Disney World.
Dawson nailed it, dude. 50K.
50K?
50 G-Bos for the number two.
Fleece, dude. That's, again, rookie that doesn't know any better. This is Daniel Carlson, a kicker that I don't think's been very good.
All the people in the Raiders organization are just taking advantage of Jeanthe right now.
I was thinking he was going to go for the, I think, he, you know, those kickers tend, like the punter for the Giants went for the Disney World trip.
Well, for 50K, you might be able to afford one.
Yeah, absolutely.
How damn expensive.
I think
Disney
I get an under 12 grand for you with airfare.
Okay.
I mean, we're only staying 3 nights, but. If I'm Jeanthe, I'm willing to go along with this. I want to be the bright-eyed, open-eared guy as a rookie. If this isn't working and I'm not comfortable with it, then I'm quickly bailing on it.
Agreed.
I think that the organization is probably more invested in me than Chip Kelly at this point.
Yeah, and I'm excited about the prospects of Chip Kelly and what he does offensively with a guy like Jeanthe and with Brock Bowers at tight end, Geno Smith now throwing the ball. But I wonder how long Jeanthe had been doing this. I wonder if this was something that he grew up playing this way, or did he adopt it when he got to Boise State? Like, at what point did he make that switch? I don't think it would hinder anything, but
you never know.
It is just like, dude, let your best players do what they do.
Let them be comfortable. All right, let's get to Bill Belichick here. This was Cam Newton last week. I think this was on Friday, his 4th and 1 podcast. And we do have reports today that Jordan Hudson is saying that her and Bill are engaged and expecting to be married. Not confirmed, but possible. Here was Cam just ranting on Bill being Jordan Hudson.
I'm going to be the one that say, hate me, despise me, but somebody got to keep it real, man. I find it extremely interesting for a person who've always led with this. Do not be a distraction. We talking more about Jordan Hudson than talking about who's our starting quarterback. You can't name me 3 players on North Carolina's roster right now besides Jordan Hudson. in the NFL locker room, man, we'll laugh at this. Hey, Bill, hey, what you got going on? Now, you having that same situation with a 16-year-old that you're trying to recruit? And then you got to talk to his mama? This ain't a good look. As a teenager, can I compartmentalize this person as being my coach and take heed to what he's saying and be able to not throw that back at him and say, man, what you know, coach? Hey, you got girl problems just like me.
Huh? Say we come out first game out the gate, they lose. Will this be the headline of the story, the Jordan Hudson effect?
Of course it is.
Of course it is. So if they have a bad season, it's the Jordan Hudson effect. Now, Bill did take to the Pivot podcast, cleared a little bit of this up, said, look, this is the reason I've got Jordan CC'd on a lot of my emails. So he can focus on football. This is the spin now that they're trying to use. Like, Jordan's all the outside noise, all the other stuff, she's going to handle that. So Bill has the ability now to just have the football blinders on, and I'm just focused on North Carolina Tar Heel football right now.
Man, I thought his last couple of seasons of coaching it had potentially tarnished his legacy a little bit. Then Tom Brady wins with Tampa, a little bit more tarnished. This is the worst thing that's happened to him since Brady left.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. Now, he did give us this gold story. I've never in my life heard of more. Now, Eric, you buy some pretty, you know, great milk, just, you know, straight from the tap.
Yeah, straight from the udder. Just raw milk. Shout out to Circle and Dairy Farms.
Just ready to go. Well, I don't know what kind of milk Tom Brady's drinking, but here was the Belichick story on Antonio Brown getting Brady a ridiculously expensive milk.
Well, one of the funny stories in that book really is the Antonio Brown story. You know, he was only with the Patriots for 11 days. I mean, and he, you know, Tom's very nutrition oriented, and, you know, Antonio wanted to, Tom had Antonio come and stay at his house, wanted to embrace him, bring him onto the team, so forth. Went down there, and we actually beat Miami in Miami, which was, you know, that was good. But Antonio ordered milk. He ordered this special milk for Brady. It cost $5,000. $5,000. And to make a long story short, It kind of got mixed up, and it ended up in the mail room for too long. And by the time the milk went bad.
Right.
And so here we are sitting here with milk and like, all right, well, what will cost $5,000? Oh, my God. So we go out and get $5,000 worth of milk, this special milk, and give it to Brady from Antonio. Even though it had all, you know, and so now we like turn into like an expense report, like $5,000 worth of milk. I mean, but you know what? Sometimes you just gotta
do it for the
thing. Yeah. And I didn't want to ruin the relationship between Brown and Brady on this spoiled milk. So we spent $5,000 to replace this milk.
Milk is having a moment right now.
Unbelievable.
I mean, with the Brady stuff, with the RG3 stuff, like milk is, I don't know if it's up or down, but it's hot right now.
That Pivot podcast is too.
And this has to be a PED milk. It's the same milk that LeBron's drinking, right?
$5,000, yeah.
What the hell kind of milk? Is this camel milk?
Bobby found on Google, like, mice milk is like $22,000. That's the most expensive.
A gallon?
Yeah, an animal can produce. $5,000 for milk.
This is PED milk.
If you just put in what kind of milk, Google will auto-complete it to cost $5,000 right now.
There
as people are trying to get to the bottom of the story.
Everyone wants to find out, who is this milk? What is this milk? Where did it come from?
I mean, if it has magical healing properties, you know, you got the right growth hormones in there or something.
Maybe
pro athlete.
Fountain of youth. I mean, maybe the avocado ice cream, it's made out of this special milk. And that's
boy, for five grand, it better stay good for more than a week or two.
I mean, did they not ask? Who's asking follow-ups here?
Right?
Is this Channing Crowder and who else?
This is Crowder.
I mean, Crowder's a radio host. I expect Crowder to be like, what? Give me the details on this milk. What are the origins of this milk? Why is it so expensive? Yep. And what PEDs are in it?
When you Google Fred Taylor, the most likely answer is Cambodian breast milk. Not sure exactly what the Cambodians got working on.
That's probably the most, you know,
very juggy,
very dense
juggy.
That's a Chappelle Show reference.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. I got butt crack.
Butt crack by top Cambodian breast. That's the first of its kind.
Thank you for the education there, Lucius. All right, let's go to speaking of breast milk, Jaden Daniels' mom, Regina Jackson. I actually don't know if Jaden was a breast milker.
He has to be. That athleticism, that's not
everybody's capable of it, but maybe
that athlete's not from a bottle.
Now,
that's from
I've, I've got an article. Maybe we can break this out, you know, down the road. We get into the dog days of summer, but like NFL sophomore slumps, who can avoid this? We saw C.J. Stroud deal with it. Not necessarily all on him. Certainly Bobby Slowick lost his fastball there in Houston. But Jaden Daniels' mom might be the reason that he's able to avoid this. This woman is not allowing him any distractions. Here she is, and how protective she is over her boy.
He's a kid, and I don't know why we stop parenting kids at a certain age, but that's for a later show. The thing is he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and he knows football because that's what he's been doing, and he does it very well, and he's been, you know, very acclimated in sports since he was young, but he doesn't know the business world. He doesn't know the predators or the vultures that could be out there, and so he feels very comfortable at knowing that not only am I educated and qualified to do it, I'm also his mom. And you know, the thing is, I think we're changing the narrative that hasn't been out there, so it looks a little different than what people are used to, because not only am I, you know, educated on that side, I'm also a certified agent, but I'm also his business manager, so I'm dealing on a day-to-day basis. Like, we have a marketing team that I hire, but I'm dealing with creative teams because, again, it's how I want Jaden to be positioned in the world. I don't want him to be positioned, you know, just to go grab a brand deal for the money. Like, I want him to be positioned in the world, you know, for the longevity. So there's a lot of stuff that we don't do because it doesn't align with our brand and what he wants to do.
Speaking of that, no women. You keep the women's away from my son. Regina Jackson not having
no dating.
This. We got time for dating another time.
Post-playing wow. days.
Yeah.
Go full Bill Belichick in 50 years.
Well, I mean, Jaden Daniels obviously blessed with a lot of talent. That mom, though, to have that advantage.
It's pretty incredible. You know,
yeah. Getting into pro sports. I mean, it probably took me 2 decades to get some sort of a grasping of household finances, you know, and we're throwing all these guys into the league in their 20s. The NFL does their best job they can, but there's just not a lot of time there in that rookie orientation. I mean, financial wellness is, you know, like a lifetime of wisdom that you have to gather. And, you know, sounds like she has quite the skill set to propel her son forward and protect him, you know, because there are. I mean, not only the dating, but the agents, the sharks. Yes. There's so many horror stories. I mean, what was it? Chandler Parsons got taken, you know, big time and some sort of a con man.
I think Tyron Smith maybe also went through some stuff.
There's the ladies who were cleat chasing and the con men who are like financial advisors or whatever. And there's pitfalls right and left. Got to have somebody you can trust. And nobody better than mom for that. Jared Sandler joins us next here. We're talking Rangers Yankees with him. Here on 105.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I threw the fan. Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared Sandler, he's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, and he joins us now to preview Rangers-Yankees with the pregame 45 minutes away. Sands, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Man, epic ran on the Astros fans, by the way. Thought you were in midseason form right there.
Thanks. You know, I don't have Rangers extra innings as an outlet, so... I decided to get it started on Twitter, and then I felt compelled. Poor Elvis, by the way. I mean, Elvis was awesome about it. I watched it once. I don't really like watching anything I do, especially when I get angry like that. But I made the comment. My favorite part is I said, Daikin whatever, and I looked at Elvis like, you know, it's no longer Minute Maid Park, and I was like, oh, okay.
I know,
like,
dude.
You know, he didn't know it's in the, yeah. Elvis afterwards, though, like, wanted to get a towel to, like, cool me off, like he was in my corner, like it was a boxing match. Can I tell you, one of the greatest joys I've had this year is getting to spend time with Elvis, because when I started in 2015, I had several years with Elvis. I had, 6 years with Elvis, but... When you start, you know, some people already have like their guys who they trust. And I eventually got to the point with Elvis where, like, you know, he knew who I was. He knew what I did. I think there was a level of trust, but it's different when you're there from the start. And so getting to know Elvis in a way that I really didn't get to know him before has been so much fun. And he literally takes in these games. He's not taking like copious notes, breaking down pitch sequencing. He is just like rooting for everyone in a Rangers uniform to succeed. And when something goes well, he's like, before I can even turn to him, he's got a hand up ready to high five and fist. I mean, he's like, it is really cool. He is like, just like a big fan watching the games. And it's been a lot of fun getting to spend some time with him.
Jared, all right, so what do you think about this series heading to New York? Now, you're not there yet. I know you're hoping to join the club Thursday. We'll see about the weather there in New York. That's always very hit or miss. But what do you think about some of the pitching matchups we've got? Obviously, the Rangers have a great chance every game. But the lineup, is there anything favorable here against the Yankees?
Yeah, you know, I guess you don't have to face Gerrit Cole because he's hurt. That's a good thing. I mean, I hate that for him. You don't have to face Max Fried. He pitched Friday night. So, you avoid that. That's nice. He's been one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball this year. I'd like to say that, you know, they got a good shot against Will Warren. He hasn't been spectacular, but I mean, we've seen it, right? I mean, I can sit here and say that, but until this lineup puts together a consistent run of production, it's tough to have. I understand if fans don't have the world's, you know, highest level of confidence. And I'd say this, pitching at Yankee Stadium is going to test the Rangers rotation. Not that they're not up for it. I mean, you'll see Eovaldi and DeGrom as well. DeGrom tomorrow, Eovaldi on Thursday. This is going to be a tough test for Patrick Corbin. He has given up a lot of weak contact, but he has given up some weak contact in the air. And we know that weak contact in the air at Yankee Stadium can turn into a home run, where it's a routine flyout in other places, especially if you get it down the right field line. So the Rangers are going to have to score some runs. You know, they're going to have a tougher time winning games, you know, 3-2, 4-3 at Yankee Stadium. Not that it can't be done, but you got to go into that series thinking, if we're going to win a game, we need to be ready to score five. Even with DeGrom tomorrow, you feel really good about that number being a little bit lower. With Eovaldi Thursday, that feel good about that number being a little bit lower, but that's just, you know, when you got the Yankees lineup, Cody Bellinger's hitting well. Aaron Judge has been outstanding, even if he's cooled off here a little bit lately. It's not going to be an easy test, and this is where you really need your lineup to hopefully step up.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the Yankee lineup. Obviously, Aaron Judge is the headliner. You mentioned Bellinger. Seems like he's gotten going over the last month or so. Does anybody else really pose a real threat?
Well, Fort Worth's Trent Grisham, who was Trent Clark when he was drafted out of high school in Fort Worth, and then later changed his last name to Grisham. He's gotten off to a great start. He's always been known as a, you know, a really good defensive player who just hasn't quite figured it out consistently with the bat. But I mean, heck, he's got 12 home runs this year. You know, he would be leading the Rangers, you know, by a landslide. So he's off to a really good start for them. You know, they've got DJ LeMahieu back and healthy. And so, you know, that's, you know, if he is healthy and he's right, you know, he's a really good hitter who profiles really well in that ballpark. And then Paul Goldschmidt, who's kind of been a little bit of a renaissance. A lot of people thought his career was done, and, you know, who knows what it will look like after 162. But so far, he's been, you know, a big revelation for that lineup and is produced at a super high level.
It's Jared Sandler here with you on 105.3 The Fan. How much of a concern just generally is it facing lefties right now? Like, if you had to face the Yankees in a playoff series, is that just, are we done-ski, or are we heading in the right direction?
You talking about lefty pitchers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to do, first of all, with Sam Haggerty and Kevin Pillar. Are they going to, you know, be able to keep both those guys on the roster? Because both those guys are there to, you know, hopefully be a solution against lefties. But neither of those guys, you know, with all due respect to them, are big needle movers, right? We're not talking about the way that Jock Peterson has crushed righties in the past, and the Rangers obviously hoping that he'll get back to that. Neither Haggerty nor Pillar is expected to produce against lefties at that level. So who are your guys going to be against lefties? We know that Corey Seager is immune to any sort of traditional disadvantage from a platoon standpoint. So you feel good when he's healthy that he's going to be able to produce against lefties. Wyatt Langford, you feel good about that. But this is where, like last year, Marcus Semien had a down year, right? But he still, if you look at his numbers against lefties, he still produced against lefties. The Rangers need that. They need their right-handed bats to be able to step in and you know, help provide a little more of a threat, because, you know, Jock Peterson's a middle of the order bat, but he's not someone you're going to rely on against lefties. Evan Carter, when he is back and healthy, you know, he's a guy who you're not going to rely on to get lefties out. So I think Marcus Semien could be a big part of the solution here. So hoping that, you know, he can get things going. And then obviously a guy like Jake Berger, who doesn't necessarily profile as a guy that's, you know, got extreme splits or anything, but, you know, he's a right-handed bat with power, and the Rangers need some force against lefties. They need someone who can change the scoreboard by multiple runs with one swing of the bat. And, you know, he's another guy who you would hope could help answer that question. But no, to your question right now, Gavin, I would say that it's definitely a fair question and, you know, a concern. The only reason maybe it's not a bigger concern is I just think in general, the lineup as a whole is perplexing people in terms of how this lineup can produce like a top five lineup that we all expected it to be when the season started.
Al Leiter, pretty awesome there on MLB Network with Jack. So where is Jack in what they were talking about right there, tunneling and getting that downhill instead of opening early and, you know, pulling the ball out of the strike zone? How consistent has he been with this mechanical adjustment and what could it mean for him?
Yeah, I think that he's definitely shown improvements there. And, you know, when you can tunnel, like Jacob DeGrom, and I know it's not fair to compare anyone to Jacob DeGrom. I'm not comparing anything other than the fact that Jacob DeGrom at times can rely on two pitches that play off of each other, that because of tunneling, you just got no chance. He throws his fastball and his slider. He throws it glove side, which is away to a righty or in on a lefty. But, you know, specifically against righties, he throws that fastball slider combo. You know that you're probably getting a pitch over the outer part of the plate. He is going to locate it well, and you're not going to know until the very last second whether it's a fastball or a slider. So good luck. Tunneling allows you to take your pitches and make them play better than what they really are. And I think Jack's come a long way with that. I do think, though, when you see some of the, you know, we talked about Boston putting guys away with two strikes, I think that's where tunneling can come into play. But I do think that the running fastball, the sinker that he's added, plays a role, helps in that regard. And the thing with Jack is, and we've talked about it, he is a total student, right? Like he is sitting there after every start and he is going to review every little detail, and that's a part of it too. And I think that's been a big part of, you know, what he's emphasized, just the ability to tunnel and get his pitches to play off one another well. And Obviously, having a dad like Al, you know, certainly helps, you know, getting another set of eyes with great guidance along with the Rangers pitching staff. So I think he has taken strides in that way. And I think that, like a lot of young pitchers, yeah, Paul Skenes was striking guys out before he stepped on the mound as a big leaguer, it seemed like. But a lot of young pitchers, the strikeout numbers start a little bit slower than what you'd expect with the stuff, and then they start to pick up. And I think that we'll probably see an uptick in that as Jack's season progresses.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Thank you, sir. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, fellas.
There he goes. Sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. What's in store?
We've got the NBA West Finals starting tonight, plus a prison break update and the Weenie 500 next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.